the debate over extending the Bush tax cuts finally comes to a head.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The House of Representatives will vote today on whether to extend the Bush tax cuts for people making less than $250,000 a year. But one powerful Republican congressman, Dave Camp of Michigan, is already calling that vote a political stunt. He joins us now live. Congressman, welcome back to Marketplace.
Well, good morning, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Great to have you. Well, first of all, why do you think that's a political stunt?
Well, first of all, this really is a debate about raising taxes. And in this economy, we really need to do everything we can to ensure job creation. And raising taxes at this time, over 100 economists, including Nobel laureates, have said that would be a bad idea. This vote today is one they could have had for months, frankly, and we know it's not going anywhere in the Senate. The reason there wasn't a vote before the election is because they knew the Senate wouldn't do it, and it's a very restricted vote. If we could actually have a vote on not raising taxes on any American, I think that bill would pass with bipartisan support.
All right. Well, you're one of the lead negotiators on the tax cut issue with the White House. What do you think it's going to take to get both Democrats who have been pushing for this just an extension of the tax cuts for people making less than $250,000 to get them on board and Republicans on board who want the tax cuts to be extended for everyone?
Well, as I said, we really can't raise taxes on any American. And when you get over an income level of $250,000, you have half of that income reported by small businesses. And small businesses are going to lead us out of this recession. We've had more than 9.5% unemployment for 15 months. Certainly, the economic policies have not worked to date. And as I said, many people across America believe that it would be the wrong idea to raise taxes, particularly on those we expect to create jobs, to hire people, to buy equipment, which will really get our economy going again.
Okay, Congressman, earlier this week, Republicans blocked a measure that would have extended federal jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. We've been talking to a number of economists about that this week, and every one of them has said that they think it's counterproductive to end unemployment benefits for people, even if it adds to the deficit. What was the calculation that you made on that issue?
Well, first, Republicans in the House can't block anything. Democrats control the rules, and they structured it in such a way that it required a supermajority.
But Republicans did vote against that, right?
Yes, because we weren't allowed to offer any amendments to pay for the bill. I support the extension of unemployment benefits, but I want to do it in a responsible way, and I want to pay for it. And if we could have a vote on whether we do it unpaid for or paid for, let's line them up. Let's vote on both of them. I can tell you that the one that pays for the unemployment benefits will pass. That's why they're so afraid of it. That's why they won't let it come to the floor. So it actually did pass the House, but didn't pass the House by a supermajority because of the way they structured the vote. And I think that's why I call this somewhat of a charade on this issue.
Okay, Republican Congressman Dave Camp of Michigan, thanks so much for your time this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are up across Europe right now, up about 1% in London and also in Paris. It seems people are heading back to car dealerships here in the U.S., ready to buy. Auto sales jumped 17% last month. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow shot up almost 250 points to close at 11,255.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
In about a half hour, we'll find out how many new people filed for unemployment benefits last week. And tomorrow, we get what many economists consider to be the most important economic indicator of the month. It's the monthly employment report from the Labor Department. It tells us how many jobs were gained or lost in November and what the new unemployment rate is. Here to help us sort through all the jobs data is our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeremy.
Okay, we're going to do a little bit of a lightning round here for you, something a little different this time. You ready?
Okay.
So we're getting this monthly unemployment rate from the Labor Department tomorrow. Why does that number matter if everyone knows the actual number is much higher?
That's the virtue of being consistent. It's the headline number. It's the bedrock definition of unemployment. It's been around for a long time. It's like saying the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up. We know that's only 30 major stocks, but
right.
We use that as our shorthand.
Okay, and the number tomorrow is probably going to be, I don't know, 9.5, 9.6%, something like that. What
yeah,
do you think the actual unemployment rate is in the country?
Well, our broadest measure of unemployment and underemployment is 17%, 26.4 million Americans. That's the number to watch.
Okay, now why do economists focus on the private sector payroll number that we got yesterday from this ADP, the private payroll company?
Well, we're in a capitalist system, and we want to see business investment and business hiring and wealth creation. So that's the number people focus on, because if the private sector is hiring, that means that this recovery will get some strength.
Okay, finally, Chris, today we get reading on weekly jobless claims. The number is always right around 450,000 or something like that, or at least it has been in recent weeks. If there are 450,000 new people filing for unemployment every week, doesn't that mean like half the country is getting unemployment benefits?
It does seem like that. And what we tend to do is look at the long-term average, four-week moving average. It has been coming down. But yes, company announces we're laying off 1,000 workers. They go down to the office and they file for their initial unemployment claims. And that's the number.
But why is that number so high? Isn't that higher than 450,000 a week being the new people?
Well, we are a very large economy. I mean, think about it. 26.4 million Americans are unemployed and underemployed. And so, yes, it's a very big number.
Okay. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, a Goldman Sachs partner has been kicked out of his $35,000 a month New York apartment. According to the New York Post, the banker was throwing some wild parties and annoying the neighbors. Well, I'm sure the new tenant will be more subdued. Oh, wait, it's New York Knicks star Amari Stoudemire. I can just picture the downstairs tenant listening to the dribbling basketballs bouncing on the hardwood floors overhead. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. My apartment is not $35,000 a month, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Even if the UN climate summit in Cancun comes up empty, local governments are trying to do what domestic and international politicians can't.
I would say the bigger impact of cities is really in this rethinking of how to deal with the issue of climate change and going beyond relying on national government.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Does acting locally add up? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.